This is No More Silence, a podcast dedicated to bringing an end to youth violence in Toledo. This is a youth-led podcast bringing high school and university students together with community leaders and experts to learn about the complex causes of youth violence. Experts will discuss initiatives in the city, trauma-informed communities, opportunity networks, the courage required of nonviolence, and much more. The podcast will bring to light youth experiences that stay hidden to the general community. Adults and youth will also share poetry considering the impact of adultism, which is an adult bias against youth. No More Silence is the result of the RAM Empowerment Project and Fearless Writers, two local programs fostering youth-led activism and knowledge creation. Welcome to episode 11 of No More Silence, our final adultism episode. On this episode, both adult and youth members of Fearless Writers Community Empathy Write will be considering adultism through creative writing and sharing of personal experience. On today's episode, university student adult members and high school youth from the writing community will be sharing raw writing pieces they have written as part of a Community Empathy Write that started in November 2024. The prompts for this writing project are songs picked by high school students as having a positive message and research information on adultism. Each writer takes no more than 10 minutes to write their piece and is asked to limit edits. Writers who are part of the Community Empathy Write can write alone or join a virtual or in-person writing group. Fearless Writers uses a writing group method called Amherst Writers and Artists to encourage each other and to focus on strengths of the writing. We are excited to share this work with you, and each writer will introduce themselves as we go along.
Hello, my name is Douglas Clark. My piece is inspired by Heiter L. Hosiery. His piece is titled Ever Fleeting. Destiny breathes destiny. A second away from the death of our current destiny. To our purposeful, ever fleeting, coming to our next milestone of accountability destiny. Breathes. Ever fleeting. Breathe. Thank you.
My name is Heiter L. Hosiery, and this poem was inspired by Beyoncé, Spirit. This was made in November 12, 2024. Your destiny is coming close. Every second that passes, every milestone accounted for. Every fleeting breath comes and goes and can never be reclaimed. Time passes and you're inching closer to your destiny. Every second closer to death, every second closer to your purpose. What was your biggest takeaway from Fearless Writers and the No More Silence podcast? My biggest takeaway was the people I got to meet, the community around us, voices around us, Chris Pfeiffer, all the amazing people that I got to meet.
My name is Asim Faisal Ahmed, and I go by Faisal. And as a community empathy writer in this project where we are discussing about adultism, I'm going to share one of my poems that I wrote. It's titled as Sunrise Beyond the Night, and it was inspired by another writer's poem, Jebion Finn's poem, and also Beyoncé's Spirit. When doubt feels like a shadow chasing your steps, hold fast to the promise, staring in your chest. You can't name the day when doors will swing wide, but trust that your courage will be your guide. Let each setback sharpen the strength you possess. For unseen hands are weaving your success. Though the path lies hidden beyond your sight, believe your sunrise waits just past the night. The biggest lesson I learned about adultism from this writing project is that silence, especially the silence of adults in response to youth voices, can be just as harmful as overt control. As an adult from Bangladesh, where hierarchy and respect for elders are deeply ingrained, I had not fully considered how often young people are expected to adapt to adult expectations without being invited to shape the conversation themselves. This project opened my eyes to the subtle ways adultism operates, not just through authority, but through the absence of genuine listening. Participating in this program alongside youth who spoke with such clarity, vulnerability sometimes, and of course strength, made me realize how much potential is lost when adults assume they already know what young people need. The writing sessions, especially those rooted in music, so chosen by youth, created a space for me where I could hear their truth without filters. It was in those moments that I understood that how adultism can be dismantled, not by speaking over youth, but I think by stepping back and making a space for their leadership. And this experience has deeply influenced how I will collaborate with youth going forward. I now see collaboration not just as mentorship, but as mutual growth. I will prioritize creating environments where youth feel safe to express themselves, where their insights are not only welcomed, but well thought out. I will ask more questions, listen more deeply and carefully, and resist the urge to correct or direct them. In doing so, I hope to build relationships rooted in trust, respect, and shared purpose, because I do believe that youth are not just the future, they are the present, and they deserve to be heard. Thank you.
Hi, this is Javion Finn from Rogers High School. Today I will be reading a piece called Raw Wave named The Best. The best is yet to come. The ones who need to be fed will feast. The homeless will soon be housed. The poor will soon prosper. The world will soon be winning. Fearless Writers has helped me get better at interpreting things and expressing how I feel about them comfortably. Just hearing other people's writings inspired me or encouraged me to make my writings better. Fearless Writers has also showed me that everything has a way deeper meaning than you actually can see. Like, another thing I loved about Fearless Writers was hearing people share their interpretations about the things we read. And I also like comparing them to mine just to see where I was at, or like if I'm on the same level, like something like that.
Hi, my name is Kiara Doherty. I am a student at Rogers High School. For one of my writings, I chose Wise Men by Frank Ocean. And I think Frank Ocean is saying that you're strong no matter what you go through or what you do in life. Somebody still will be proud of you no matter what, so keep pushing. My take away from Fearless Writing / podcast is being able to write and express my feelings in my writing, and being able to hear other people share their ideas, and hearing people be able to talk about how a poem made them feel or a song, and how we could bond together and share creative ideas with each other and be able to hear each other out.
Hi, my name is Emily Wiegert. On April 20th, I wrote a piece inspired by Haider Alhadri, a student at Rogers High School, And his piece was inspired by a Rod Wave song titled The Best, written on November 19th, 2024. My piece is titled What's Meant to Be Will Be. What's meant to be will be. You do not have to believe in destiny for her to come your way. You don't know when you're writing your own. You do not have to believe in purpose for it to find its way to you. You don't even have to know your own. Purpose, destiny, what's meant for you is on its way, waiting for you to trust, trust, trust. Be. You are your own master plan, etched in your DNA, bones, skin. Erupting within you, your desires are a magnet to what you must begin, to become more you, exist more in you, your destiny. So make peace with the story you're living, writing inadvertently, and know what's meant to be will be. The biggest lesson that I've learned from adultism in this writing project is that prejudice against young people is really prejudice against ourselves in some capacity. No matter your age or experiences, we were all young once, or younger than we are now. And the core foundation of ourselves is rooted in what we went through as young people. Our formative years stick with us in many ways and impact our reactions, approaches, possibilities, relationships, conflict navigation, really everything. And as I was writing, I kept noticing themes. As I was going through the prompts, I just kept thinking, like, I'm being so redundant. But the prompts were really drawing out the remnants of how my experiences as a young person still sit with me and impact my behaviors, my thoughts, my desires, my relationships today. We may hear this concept referenced as your inner child, and that your unmet needs from your childhood, what you needed and longed for when you were young, will continue to project in your behaviors well into adulthood. So these realizations will continue to have a strong influence on me and how I collaborate with youth in the future, and that young people are experiencing in real time similar struggles that anyone in the history of the world may have gone through and may be feeling just as isolated or just as confused, just as crazy or just as hurt as you did when you were young. So addressing and understanding the needs of our youth in a way offers us answers to anything and everything we may be trying to solve, because it provides insight into some of our most foundational needs as humans that some, if not most of us, spend our entire lives searching for or trying to address or solve in some way. So I think I talked about last time that there's a narrative that seems to cling to culture that we have to tough things out, that if I went through something difficult, someone else should have to endure that same pain as well. And this is particularly pushed onto youth. Like, we're looking to share our pain and to not go through something alone. But should this pain really be projected onto the younger generations? I think no. And I think that impacts how I want to approach collaborations with youth in the future. And acknowledging these things means we'll be more equipped to support and protect the younger generations and use their experiences, their feelings, pain, and needs to adjust and build supportive environments for everyone. Because like I said earlier, prejudice against young people is really prejudice against ourselves in some way. The lesson is that we all deserve better, not that young people should have to endure the same pain as the generations that came before them. And equipping young people with support and care that addresses their needs now is an excellent way to stop these cycles that can be really difficult to find our ways out of collectively and as individuals.
Hello, it is me again, Haider Al-Hajri. This poem was inspired by Rod Wave, The Best, November 19, 2024. There is a master plan, waiting and waiting, destiny and meaning. You were not created without a purpose. There is a destiny for you waiting to be established and complete.
Hello, my name is Chantel Crane, and I am part of the Fearless Writers Program. This poem I wrote is called From Dust We Rise, and it was inspired by Frank Ocean's song, Wise Man. From Dust We Rise. You live to claim all you can, don't you? My job is to believe in the innate goodness of humans, to help dig through the protective facades we develop and find purity and innocence underneath. but I'm afraid to say there are exceptions. We have never been good at letting things go, even stealing what was never rightly ours. Bad man flaunts his gavel, and sometimes I wonder if it is just to prove he can. Fist after fist, he tries to strip our flesh as if he has the power, the right, the authority to dwindle us down to nothing more than brittle bone. Ashes to ashes, we turn to dust, and from dust, we will rise. I would say the biggest lesson I have learned about adultism through this project is that our youth know a lot more than we think they do. I think adults forget that children and teenagers are very keen observers of the world, sometimes even seeing things we cannot see as adults. And I think we're very quick to dismiss their struggles with certain comments like, you know, I went through the same thing when I was your age, basically implying that they'll get through their struggle just fine because we did. But the question is, how is this actually helping them? You know, what if instead we just simply listen? One thing I found particularly influential about this project is the positive impact that current music has on our youth. So in the past, I will admit I've been quick to dismiss more modern artists, you know, making certain statements like music just isn't what it used to be. But my perspective on music has completely changed after hearing certain songs that were chosen by the high schoolers we worked with and just reading their work and the ways in which these lyrics, you know, inspire and empower them. So I've tried to apply this in my own work in therapy. Just listening to some songs that some of the teens I see for therapy love has really given me a lot of insight to their lives and even informs the type of discussions I have with them during our therapy together. So I really think, you know, each generation of music has something to teach us and provides a unique perspective on the world. So I would encourage all adults to be more open to asking what these songs and artists mean to our youth, and again, truly listening to them.
My name is MacArthur Johnson. I go to Rogers High School. I'll be reading a piece from Erica Badu, produced on October 8th. Love is a thing no other can really explain, which makes you do the impossible and write the impossible. One takeaway I can get from fearless writers is that I was able to speak on issues that may have bugged me for many years in an actual conversation with others who feel the same.
My name is Madeline Page. In Your Eyes by Snow. If you seek, you will find what was there the whole time. I feel like she's telling us that love has to be found, and that doesn't mean it's always easy. My biggest takeaway from Fearless Writers and the No More Silence podcast was I learned that I'm a better writer than I thought, and the podcast made me realize we need to speak up more as a community.
Hello, my name is Amy Tonino, and this poem was inspired by a prompt about adults and youth working together to treat each other with nothing less than complete respect, to care about each other, and to struggle against everything that keeps us divided among ourselves. Where all parts matter, a puzzle made of problems, an image made of cares, a fortress built of grievances, a castle built from dares, bind us and divide us like the Red Sea split in two. Your thoughts are my rhythm, your heart is my tune. In synchrony we play the orchestral concerto. I harmonize with you when there is dissonance. We'll meet in one accord. Sing to me your worries, your hurts and your despairs. Play for me your achievements, your hopes and deepest dreams. Hear my pleas and hear my peace and hear my heart, hear these things, and we'll make a melody where all parts matter. The biggest lesson I learned from working on this poem was just that, like, I remembered how vulnerable it is to be a child, and As kids, we need adults to be on our side, and there's generational differences and disagreements often leave both adults and youth feeling futile and dissonant. As older members of society, we are responsible for negotiating these resolutions. This shouldn't look like a lecture or a list of demands, but a genuine interest in the younger party and regard for their thoughts, potential limitations, and their agency. In the future, I hope to collaborate with youths in a way that guides them, empowers them, and validates their ability and humanity. Whether that is training a 16-year-old on the cash register or offering counseling to an estranged youth, my number one goal is to say, I'm in your corner. You're smart, capable, and intelligent. You'll make mistakes and you'll learn. And if you use all the insights you've gleaned, you will be a better person because of it.
Hello, my name is Sydney Savagelli. In Your Eyes, April 22nd, 2025. It is a song about love, how love can be disguised. If you look for love somewhere, you can find it. And then my biggest takeaway from the podcast and Fearless Writers was that Fearless Writers allowed me to show my creative side, and the podcast allowed me to share the youth perspective about youth violence and how kids see it.
We would like to thank WGTE and the producer of Voices Around Us, Chris Pfeiffer, for the opportunity to share our stories. Thank you to the writers of Fearless Writers, particularly those participating in the Community Empathy Write, and the University of Toledo for their support of the project. This is the final episode of Season 1 of No More Silence. I am Heather Cleary, and you have been listening to No More Silence.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.